Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. He works very hard every day and has now for many, many decades on trying to affect sensible, common sense, productive tax policy, and is here to talk to us about some of those attempts right now. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
Hey, Pete, it's good to have you back. You know, Pete, I'm gonna remind somebody, I haven't talked to him in a long time, but your predecessor, your late predecessor, our buddy, our old friend John Bertu, still miss him. I used to say to him when he was on the show back in the day, I used to say, you know, I want the federal government to have every penny it needs and not one penny more.
Absolutely.
And so when I think about tax reform, I was telling the audience in the earlier part of the hour that you're coming, when I think about tax reform, that's the way I think about it. I want tax reform to be effective so the federal government gets every penny it needs. And by the way, I want to define what need is too, by the way.
and
not one penny more. So what's going on in that arena, that world?
Well, in the week of February 10, we issued an ad signed by 68 policy leaders from all kinds of state, federal, and local citizen groups, asking Congress, telling Congress that tax reform has to be an imperative in this session, and it's got to start happening now. This ad appeared in Politico, a D.C. Insider publication, and it's designed to tell members of Congress that this is not only an issue that concerns federal leaders, it concerns state and local people, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the list of signatories, it's institutes, think tanks, citizen advocacy groups from places like Wisconsin and Illinois and Maine, all across the country. They're saying, look, what you do in Washington, D.C. affects us out here far more than you'll ever know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you claim to represent our state, you often go to Washington and you forget that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happens. There's no question that that's what happens. They get there and they forget it. They forget the people back in Washington and, back in home. And it's the nature of the beast, though, isn't it? Washington just sucks you in, and you wind up, you know, I don't know. It's a really, how much of that is the nature of politics, and how much of it is the nature of the way lobbying works politics these days? Do you think, Pete?
I think it's both of those, but at the root of it is money. And
yeah, well, that's the lobbying part.
Yeah, it comes back to what you were saying at the very beginning. There is so much money, so much of our money, floating around in Washington, D.C. There's more than $3 trillion the federal government will likely collect this year.
Mm-hmm.
It will likely spend more than $3.5 trillion, leaving a deficit. That kind of money means power in whoever's hands it happens to wind
and
up
sadly,
in. That's what it's about.
And sadly, Pete, if some of the way the accounting for that money, some of the way the justification for spending that money, some of the methods used in acquiring that money, if any of those things were conducted in my business, I would get thrown in jail for that. There are laws on the books that would send me to jail for some of those things.
Oh, absolutely! Look,
and yet they, yet they act as if it's normal.
That's right. I mean, if you take a look at the
pardon me, Pete. They being the political class.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Absolutely. You look at the trust fund accounting for Social Security. In the private sector, a trust fund has a very specific definition. It has legal constructs around it that prevent people from just tapping those funds for any reason they
want. And how much is the political class stolen from that trust fund, the Social Security trust fund? How many trillion?
Oh, at least $3 trillion.
Yeah. Stolen. And left IOUs that if it is paid back, if those IOUs are redeemed, it's going to be with other tax dollars you and I pay in.
Yes, yes. And they're called assets, of all things.
Yeah. So we're going to have to pay for that trust fund twice, you and I.
Yes.
Yeah. So, folks, that's what's going on in Washington. And when you hear me and Pete having a little indignation about it, that's what we mean. We're going to come back and get some specific things that we can affect after these messages.
If you are a CEO, you know six.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.